We have someone from the Green Farm Market here with us. Joel Leahy from the, is it, it's the, called the Green Farm Market?
Green Farm Market.
Can you get a little closer to the mic there? Yeah. Great.
There we are.
And you just opened 3 weeks ago?
About a month now. We'll say a month. Just slightly under a month.
Well, tell us about the store. It's in Cairo on Route, I guess Route 23B technically, but right on the corner of Route 23 and Route 23B, across from the Storts and next to the DiStefano Meats.
DiStefano Meats. There's a mile marker. Certainly everybody knows Storts, but technically at 3026 Route 23B is the location.
And tell us about the store. What is it?
Well, as it stands now, my vision was to create a farm market store. Basically, it started with the fact that I'm a big supporter of the local farm markets, farmers markets, as they call them. I mean, Catskill had one. I think they still have it. Cairo, I believe, has one, or maybe...
I think they've been talking about it this year, yeah.
Actually, no, it's not yet come, or I don't know the outcome of that, because I've been at my place for the whole month, so I've not really gotten that much. Rhinebeck has a nice version of one.
I'll turn you up. There you go.
I can hear myself now. Yeah, most towns certainly have them. Big popular thing nowadays. And my thought was, wow, they come to any given town for one day a week for just a few short hours, maybe a four-hour window. You have to get all your goodies and then shoot out of there when they're done. I thought it'd be nice to have something offered full-time, all the time, in that venue, that old barn right there where I am.
What are your hours there?
Currently we're at 9 in the morning. We're there set up, ready to go, till 6, although some nights I'm there till 8 because I enjoy being there, and it's so nice with the mountain and the sun and that whole space. I really enjoy doing that. So.
And you're just selling things from your own farm, or are you selling other farmers?
No, right now we're carrying local and regional, mostly local farms. I have a relationship with a lot of the farms, some in Columbia, some in Green. And a few in Ulster, like the corn comes from Gill Farms, and although we've gotten some from Bulich and Stories as well. So yeah, a lot of local product.
Now, I had the opportunity to look around your store a little last week, and I saw some real interesting stuff, like locally pressed olive oil and locally made maple syrup.
Yeah.
What else is there? What did I miss? I saw some jewelry there, too, which was intriguing.
My girlfriend, Eileen, who's my partner in this venture, makes with her hands all the jewelry products, predominantly necklaces and bracelets, mostly girl stuff, but she's going to also produce some male jewelry, expand to that. Let's see, what else do we have? Other than produce, we have bread products from Our Daily Bread in Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly other bread companies in the area we're exploring. Local cheese, goat cheese products. The olive oil, which is actually from my friend's farm, but I don't know where the olive actually comes from, but he has a nice connection with Sicily, mm-hmm. Mr. Grimaldi. His family's from Sicily. He provides the olive oil for me.
Okay.
What else do we have that's interesting? Baked goods from our dear friend Danielle, who's part of the Gill Farm family. She does a lot of our baked goods, as does Gary from Gennaro's in Greenville. So yeah, we try to carry a lot of different product from local people.
Yeah, it seems like you have quite a few farms represented.
Yeah.
How has it been going so far?
In the month's time that we'd open, it's been going quickly passing time-wise, but really good. I basically, we did this on a shoestring budget, and everything fell together so nicely. I keep telling people that. So it obviously was meant to be. A lot of support, a lot of good, loyal customers so far that have been repeated business, and they tell their friends, and then we see friends of people that have been in. And it started with, basically, it was in my head to do this for a bunch of years, and I said, well, it's time now.
How long have you been in Cairo?
I moved to Round Top in 1986. At 23 years of age, I was originally from Dutchess County, in the town of Poughkeepsie, and I was asked by a friend to come to the Catskills to work at a resort. And I had some horticulture background, going to school for that. So when I came up, I worked in the Delwood Resort. Was the first my first job, and that was an Italian resort in Round. Actually, that was in Perling. That was my first job as the grounds and gardens and guy that took care of the property at 23.
Wow, that's a long time residence there in Carroll, and so. Our listeners should know that this is not some upstart new guy in town, that he's been a part of this community for many years, and that the farms that he's made connections with have also been a part of this community. So it's, you want to support local things, here's an opportunity. And I understand that you're also a drummer. Could you, not to be a name dropper, but could you tell us some of the bands you've played with in our area?
Yeah, let's drop some names. Actually, I started playing, my introduction was in Poughkeepsie when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
That was my intro. And then I shortly thereafter, in the early 80s, moved to Florida, where I really had my debut in playing. I played with some interesting names there. Frankie Ford, who wrote this song, Sea Cruise. I met him, played actually with him, behind him, in this Sea Cruise venue. It was named after his song. It
right.
was in Lake City, Florida. It was 1987. Joey D and the Starlighters, we also warmed up
Peppermint
for his...
Peppermint Twist.
Yeah, oh yeah. He was a regular at this particular venue. So I met a lot of cool people and performers. That was then. And then moving back to New York in the 90s, kind of formed my own band here. And just had a multitude of different players. But the current name we go by is a Shaken Loose Band. And we perform kind of locally and regionally. A lot of the resorts in the area that we generally perform. So, yeah. Classic rock and roll, R&B, standards.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mix of music, yeah.
Well, so you're a musician as well as a grocer and store owner. That's a good combination, I think.
Yeah, it's a eclectic mix, but I do enjoy music, so that plays a part in the whole thing.
Are there any other things in your store that you could sort of tantalize people with, and that would attract them to come and have a look-see?
Interesting. I had a woman yesterday in from she got a home in Athens. She's originally from Manhattan, and well, I might as well tell you who she is. Her name is Keiko Aoki. She's the wife of the now deceased Rocky Aoki, who headed up the Benihana restaurants throughout the world. She came in and looked around and gave me her view, and she said, "Joel, you need to carry coffee, brings people in, and baked goods, cupcakes. Stuff with flavor, comfort food." So that was told to me. So yes, I do have baked goods from this Danielle Gill,
uh-huh.
and this Gennaro's Bakery, and hope to get more from other bakers and that. So yeah.
When she said coffee, did she mean a whole variety of exotic coffees, or having actually a coffee pot there so people who came in your store could have some?
I think she's talking about brewed product. Whatever coffee product, whether it be cool for this time of the year, but coffee seems to entice people, and baked goods. I mean, certainly there's other drinks, lemonade and iced tea and the whole beverage world, but that was her take on it. You gotta carry coffee.
Okay.
So you have a little window when Kara's grocery store is gonna close down this fall, so you're gonna be the only game in town, I guess, for some things you carry, I guess. Is that a good thing for you?
We better get ready. I better get some rest. But yeah, I'm looking forward to providing whatever I can for that duration.
The Slater, for people that don't know and care, the Slater's grocery store is closing. They've sold the property there to Hannaford's. It's and they've started building the side buildings, but not the main grocery store yet. And I think the Slater's is going to close in September or so. Is that?
I understand late August, we'll say September for argument's sake. Yeah, that should it should be out in the new place, broken ground by that time. Actually, now it's broken ground for the small satellite stores
the
or whatever.
Side stores or whatever, yeah.
Small stores.
And it's going to take about 9 months to build the store, is that right?
That's what I heard, the nine-month window, yeah, thereabouts. Unless they really hustle and get it done in 8 3/4 months.
and in support of Mrs. Aoki, we had a coffee shop there who is not there anymore, unfortunately.
Great place, H&W.
Yes.
I think he's looking for a new spot in Cara somewhere.
He is looking, yes, but he's had a hard time finding one that fits the bill. And that was also an entertainment spot, and I had opportunity to play there one night too. So I liked the place, and a lot of people did, and we miss it.
Glenn Koopman created a great spot for great coffee product, baked goods, had a great Sunday brunch, free music, great artists, and local art that was displayed. I mean, and he's young enough to do it again. I think something tells me he'll have something in the area.
So if anybody knows of a spot where Glenn might set up, please give the station a call or give Glenn a call. He's on the internet.
We did want to ask about how Oscar's doing in the heat today. Yeah. Oscar's the turkey that he's not loose there at the store, is he?
Well, let me tell you the Oscar story. We call him Oscar. He's the resident turkey that was actually dropped off on that farm, because I'm sure whoever dropped him off anonymously, whoever they were, thought, wow, a farm, this would give a turkey a great home. And Oscar has been there ever since. It's been a few months now, and he's found his way over to us because we have a cool place, cool meaning temperature-wise, and we have food, and we give him attention. Very personable. The day I was painting the sign, he stood next to me the whole time, like pushing up against me, and like wanted to like climb on top of me. It seemed it was very interesting. And then one day I heard him gobbling from a distance, and I look over. He was at Stewart's on their doorstep, with everybody around taking pictures and making a big commotion. Oscar was the big hit at Stewart's, so I had to shoo him over. He's not mine, but we kind of adopted him and gave him a little home. Right now he's in the pen because
he wanted an ice cream.
He wanted ice cream and kids' attention. But if we don't let it stay, keep him in the pen, he happens to congregate on the porch and he does his little messes. And I'm constantly cleaning them up.
Well, there's an added attraction to visiting the store then, and you get to see a friendly turkey.
Friendly turkey.
I'm sure the meat shop probably is happy to have you guys there as a quick stop for people to stop at both.
Paulie DiStefano, a wonderful guy. I've known him a long time. I worked at one of the resorts fairly recently. Before I did this venture, I was 19 years at the Glen Falls House as the manager of the grounds and gardens and so forth. And Paul would oftentimes deliver his meat with his sidekick or his helper. And I knew him for many years there. So yeah, when he heard, he was one of the first guys I asked about this venture. Paul, do you think this would fly in our town, this farm market venture? And he said, Joel, it's a great idea, and I'll help you, blah, blah, blah. So we kind of marry nicely with one another in terms of the product. Meat and vegetables, bread. Yeah, I think it's a good thing for both of us.
And they can get their crackers and potato chips over at Stewart's and ice cream then.
See, we have the whole triangle now.
All within walking distance, like a mini mall.
A mini mall scenario. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and helping to enlighten our listeners on the Green Farm Market. And
why don't you give us the information again? What's the name of the store? Is Green?
It's the Green Farm Market. I think we're going to add and Country Store down the line because we do have a lot of handmade gift items as well and the like. But it's the Green Farm Market and in Cara on Route 3026, Route 23B, next to DiStefano's, across from Stewart's. Easy to find. There's a lot of plants and flowers out front.
Do you have a website?
Matter of fact, we do. It's No, we don't. We just have an email address and a Facebook
page. Facebook page. Yeah, I saw the Facebook page. You can go there. If you search for Facebook and Green Farm Market, I think.
We do have that. And again, being that we're new, we're certainly adding new things, and we need to get a website. That'll be next.
But for now, you have some good vegetables in Caro now.
I'm going to say yes to that one.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Joel.
Love the radio station. You guys are wonderful here. Great stuff.
All right. We'll be back.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a minute after this.